Let's get ready to catch up, all thanks to Prezi Digital Gift Cards. Prezi lets you buy gift cards from major retailers sent instantly or whenever you choose to send them. Just buy any gift card today at digitalgiftcards.com.au and you could win a $250 gift card.
No matter who you are or where you're from, get swiping, clicking and tapping. Get us on demand.
Just search Ash London Live.
It's the show built for you, a nation of music fans.
Here we go.
The best of the stuff you know and love. And breaking tracks from your next favourite artist. On air, online and streaming across the globe.
Yeah.
Unlock, plug in, turn up.
Ash London Live, baby.
What a night to be alive. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. We promise we will not disappoint, whether you are listening for 5 minutes tonight or whether you are listening for the whole 3 hours. We're going to have some fun. My name is Ash London. Joining me in studio is my two incredible producers. Producer Luke, your girlfriend still hasn't popped this baby out?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Have you chosen the first song that you're going to play, The Bubba?
No. Well, what do you reckon? Any suggestions?
I thought you told me you were going to play Big Booty Bitches.
Oh, yeah.
Probably a little inappropriate.
And something else.
And something maybe a bit nicer. Producer Draco, what are you excited for in the show this evening, my darling?
I think at the party that we're doing, our Year 12 wrap-up party, we've got more tickets for that. We're going to have it in Melbourne, but we'll fly from anywhere in the country. So you could live in
Darwin. We'll fly in.
Rural WA. We'll fly ya.
Dubbo. Margaret River.
Nah, not
going to
fly here in Dubbo.
Dubbo's not that far, really.
No, you could probably.
Regional Express. Rex.
No, we won't put you on the pod flight. Don't worry.
The party is all thanks to Melbourne Polytechnic, a place to thrive. And thrive we will at this party. You know what's going to thrive? My dance moves. I'm going to be dropping that gooch low.
Oh my God, just really quickly.
Yeah.
Someone, oh my God, let's tweet out this photo. There's a new girl that started here in the office. I'm not kidding. Her last name is Gooch.
No, stop it.
Everyone's name has their desk, has their name above the desk. I saw it today. It's near the stairs. Go
amazing.
And take a photo. We're going to tweet it from Ash London Live. It's so funny.
She is our official mascot of Ash London Live. If you haven't seen our interview with Little Mix where we spend 5 minutes talking about dropping that gooch low, then make sure you head to our YouTube channel. Just search for Ash London Live. But let's get into the music. In 10 minutes time, you're going to hear some incredible new stuff, like a montage of all the amazing new music that we have played on this show. But now, the first track that we ever played on Ash London Live, from Peking Duck and Elephant, this is Stranger.
Ash London Live.
So last night on the show, we had Scott Tweedy guest co-hosting with us, and I gave him the opportunity to bring one of his favourite new songs along. And he picked an absolute winner, and it got me really excited about so much of the new music that we've been playing. Now, it's not often that we can like play these songs in full every night. So what I thought we would do here is take a look back at some of the incredible new music that we have been spinning in the hopes of inspiring you guys to listen to it more on your Spotify or on your iTunes, whatever it is. We'll kick it off with Kid Cudi and Pharrell. This was Scott Tweedy's suggestion. It's called Surfin'. Such a cool, really percussive sound. Like, you can't help it. And it's called Surfing. And it actually does make you think of, like, kind of surfing, you know? Love that track.
Yeah, kind of, yeah, actually. Now that you
say. Are you a surfer, producer Draco?
One time when I went to Byron Bay on holidays.
Yeah.
And I was nailed it. Like, I was so good.
Yeah.
But then I just didn't do it again because I don't like the ocean. I'm scared of sharks.
The second one was a track that we played about 2 weeks ago by an American band called Arizona. And I've been listening to it on repeat ever since. Cross My Mind.
Not a single day goes by where you don't cross my mind.
A really nice build to it. It's not an overly complicated song, but I really like it. But there's this one track that I am so deep into, to the point where I think we should start playing it in full, even if we're not supposed to, because YOLO. It's by Dagny featuring Born, so they're Scandinavian artists. It's called Fool's Gold, and every time I play this song, I just fall in love with life and music all over again.
Hey, It's super happy and uplifting. I love it. Yeah.
I absolutely love it. What I'm going to do is I will share the Spotify links on our Twitter page right now at Ash London Live for all three of those tracks. But right now we've got another new one that we played on the first ever episode of Ash London Live. And since then we're hearing it more on other stations, on, you know, people are sharing it on their playlists. So look, I don't want to take responsibility. The responsibility needs responsibility needs to go to Muramasa and ASAP Rocky, the guys behind this one. Love Sick.
Around the nation, this is Ash London Live.
Sorry, Kelly. We love you. We have always loved you since we first heard Nobody Love, and you're here and we're so happy. Welcome back.
Thank you. I love you guys.
The whole team, it was, it's, I have everything to do is when you have to do an interview around a movie and then you get to go to the movies. So we're like, see you suckers, like leave the office, get some snacks.
So we went down.
We saw it, yeah.
Good. Cool.
We got a little private screening and we're all musical theater nerds. Like we love a musical in any description. Old Mate Here, Aladdin soundtrack.
Yeah, every musical.
Amazing.
Yeah. We know it all. So we loved the film.
Good.
My only problem though, it needed more singing.
We needed more of you singing. And I know, well, Mina, who I play, is shy, though. So that's the whole point is, like, you don't really get to hear her until the end.
It builds
up. That's a spoiler, but,
well,
I mean,
you know, yeah. People
eventually
probably
get to hear her sing.
Because all the little bits that you do sing throughout the film, it's like teasing the audience. And then,
and then it's like, you know, you get to finally, you know, see her do her thing.
So for those of at home who haven't seen the movie, Mina is an elephant.
Yes.
And she's a really shy elephant from a big, boisterous family.
Yes.
I'm sure you've been asked this question, but how much Mina is there in you? Because you seem like you got a big old voice on you, but from the times that I've met you, you're not reserved, but you're not exactly like walking into a room saying, I'm here.
No, I mean, I'm on the shy side of things, I think. I've gotten better. Not that being shy is a bad thing, but I've gotten a little more outgoing, I think, just as I get older.
Yeah.
Probably a natural thing. But but I was super shy as a kid. So I channeled all of that into Mina, especially with singing, because I knew I loved to sing. But there's, I don't know, there was like just something about being on stage that freaked me out.
Of course.
And I don't know how I got over it. It's just, I think over time. It wasn't like an overnight thing. So
I think we live in a society now that really we place so much emphasis on extroverts. Like it's good to be an extrovert and something's wrong with you if you're an introvert. And we try to make shy people and introverts, even in like group presentations at school, it's like, speak up, speak up. And it's like, well, no, I don't have to. Like that's just kind of how I am and that should be okay.
Yeah, I had to come to terms with that too. That's finally when I think I was able to feel like my own artist, even, is when I just stopped comparing myself to these other like outgoing kids, which is awesome. I have a lot of outgoing friends and I have a lot of shy friends, and I kind of just started to feel like it's okay if I'm kind of quiet, you know.
Totally.
There's a balance, I think.
Totally. And I think when you get, whether you're an artist or a radio host or a florist or whatever it is, there comes a time in your life when you really do learn that lesson. It's like, well, this is what I know I'm good at and this is my thing, and I need to stop comparing myself to other people.
Were you shy?
No.
You're pretty outgoing.
I've never been shy. But I think
you can't be shy with this job.
You can't, no way. But I think you, like, it's easy to fall into that box of this is, you know, what people expect of you, or this is what you are, so you have to perform to that. And it's a powerful thing to go, nah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You haven't turned 30 yet. You're a while off 30, aren't you?
I'm
you'll turn 30 and honestly, like, everything changes.
I keep hearing that.
I kept hearing it. Good. You have to be excited because you stop giving an F. You're like, if someone like offends you, you're like, well, that's not true. So, like,
so bad.
You know, dust it off, keep going. Turning 30 was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Are you 30, really?
Yeah.
I'm so young.
I turned 30 like 6 months ago and I was like, and then it happened and I was like, I can't wait. Who knows? You might turn 30 and be like, I'm a rapper.
I can see that happening.
Yeah. TK.
You're predicting the future.
You're welcome. Hey, more with you next, but right now we want to get that incredible track on the air that really put you on the map. From Tori Kelly, this is Nobody Love on Ash London Live.
Let's go. If you want your Christmas gift to be a massive hit this year, what about giving a Prezi digital gift card? So Prezi lets you buy e-gift cards from major retailers sent instantly or scheduled to send later, like on Christmas Day. Better yet, when you buy any gift card today at digitalgiftcards.com.au, you could win one of 10 $250 gift cards. That's like an awesome early Christmas present. All right, Ash, let's drop the beat. Go.
On air now. Ash London Live.
You're in the new movie Sing, and there are other super cool, what's the word? Not co-hosts. what are
co's,
you
called?
Co's,
no, like stars is the
okay,
word.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tori Kelly. Matthew McConaughey and Reese Witherspoon and yes. Scarlett Johansson, who we mentioned earlier. Yes. Were you in the whole like in a studio by yourself, not hanging out with anyone situation?
Yeah, it was very separate. I didn't meet anybody until the first screening of the movie, a month or so back.
But how do you convert? Isn't it weird?
It's not as hard as you think. It's a trip seeing the movie all put together because you're like, oh wow, it looks normal if we're all talking. But I mean that's all the director. Like Garth is just he was amazing. He held my hand through the whole thing and
literally was he in the studio holding your hand?
I mean he was like as close as we are. No, he wasn't literally holding my hand.
Just getting really sweaty after like 10 minutes.
But he made it so fun and just had this like childlike excitement with the movie and it made it all come to life in my mind because you can't watch any of the scenes. They start with your voice and then they build around it. So I'm just looking at pictures of my character. So he really has to explain like what the scene is and everything. And I'm just kind of, you just read the lines like separates. It was amazing though. It was so much fun.
Speaking of amazing, I watched, because Jennifer Hudson plays the young Nana in the film.
Yes.
And I watched you guys perform Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah together at the world premiere.
Yeah.
Cried at my desk like 15 minutes ago. Man. What an amazing performance.
Thank you. That was very, very awesome. I mean, just to be able to sing that song in the movie as well, and that's the first time that people get to hear Mina sing at all, and no one's around her, and it's just like her and the music, and it's a really sad point in the film, too.
Yeah.
And just, you know, of all the songs to sing, I think that one fit really perfectly. And, of course, then Leonard Cohen hadn't passed away either, so now it just makes that whole scene just even more heavy and just special and even more of an honor, I think, to hopefully, you know, pay tribute to him in such an amazing song.
I think you should definitely try and get a collaboration happening with J-Hud. Because that was...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm down. She's amazing.
I'll call her right now. Tori's keen.
Yeah,
cool. Okay. She says this. That's fine.
Yeah, she's
awesome. In Sydney right now.
Is she?
No.
No.
But that'd be cool. I mean, I would demand a cut because I'd be like creative director.
Yeah. No, she's cool. I would love to sing with her again. She's great.
Stick around, Tori. We want your help on tonight's Ash London Live Top 5. But now, Chainsmokers, Phoebe Ryan, All We Know.
Ash London Live, baby.
Every night on the hashtag Ash London's Xbox, people are suggesting music, telling us about the stuff they are loving right now. We choose one, we get them on the air, and if they do a good job, we give them a brand new Xbox One console and Nerve on Blu-ray. Now, my new best friend Hannah from Brisbane used the hashtag. Hannah, what song are you loving right now?
I am loving Black Beetle by Ray Drummond. Like, every time I play it, I just like film myself doing the mannequin challenge on my own. Like,
How do you film yourself? Doesn't that mean your arm has to move?
Like, no, but you know how you have like the selfie timer and you just like set it up and I put it on like my mirror stand and I'm like doing my own little thing and then I just lure up to myself and I'm like, well, I can't put that out.
Wow, you don't even need me to talk. You could just host your own radio show, Hannah from Brisbane.
Literally.
Well, you know what, darling? Because you did such a great job and because you have requested such a great tune, we're going to send you an Xbox One console and Nerve on Blu-ray.
Thank you so much.
And the good news is that it's actually a really good movie. Producer Draker, you were saying that you saw it?
It's so good. I saw it and I spoke to Dave Franco and it's just so good.
I was going to say, like, anything with Dave Franco in it. Like, look how hot he is.
Yeah,
he's got to
be good.
Oh, right. I'm going to name him.
It's for everyone.
Amazing.
Well, for everyone else, Nerve is new to buy or rent on Blu-ray, DVD or digital today. We're going to play your request, Black Beatles, in a couple of minutes. But first, Fetty Wap, Mark Morrison and Nevada. This is The Mac on Ash London Live.
Ash London Live.
We know him as a voice from Jonas Blue's Perfect Strangers, but we love his new single, September Song. His name is JP
Amazing.
Cooper, and he's on the air now. How are you, brother?
How are you doing? I'm very good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. You got to tell me, where in the world are you right now?
Sadly, I'm just in London.
Just in London. I mean, London's pretty good, mate. Are you going to be one of those English people that comes over to Australia and just spends the whole time with your top off and gets really, really sunburned and drinking cheap beer?
Definitely not. I'm very English in the respect that I like to keep my clothes on. I tend to wear a t-shirt. Everyone's like, come on, man, why you need to take your clothes off? I don't really know what to wear in hot weather. I'm from, like, the north of England where it rains a lot. I'm from Manchester. So whenever I get in hot weather, I'm like, I really don't know how I'm supposed to dress myself, but I'm definitely not wearing small shorts, and and I quite like nice beers, so I won't be drinking cheap beers.
You say that, but we see it over and over again. You come over and 3-4 days in, it's just the budgie, we call them budgie smugglers. Speedos are on, burnt to a crisp, drunk on the beach, just being an absolute mess.
For the English guy.
Exactly. Congratulations on the single. It's super nice and happy and nostalgic. I love this track. Where were you when you wrote it?
I was actually in LA, strangely enough, which I don't actually get out there that much. But I was there, and the idea was just we wanted a kind of, yeah, something that was just really kind of innocent and nostalgic and, you know, just a kind of sweet walk down memory lane to times when life was a hell of a lot more simple.
In a world of music that can sometimes really, let's be honest, be a little vacuous, and in a celebrity culture that can be a little bit vacuous, is it important for you to kind of not have a message in your music but kind of, you know, have something else at play rather than touch that booty, bitches on my dick?
I mean, I think so. You know, I like to think of myself, you know, the industry is a place where you can very quickly feel like you're on a treadmill of writing these songs. And I think the main thing for me is trying to keep a romance in being a writer. You know, from deciding to write on paper rather than your iPhone when you're writing lyrics, or little things like that that remind you of why you kind of started doing it in the first place. And I think I was quite a bit of a romantic when I was, you know, a teenager and stuff like that. And I'm trying to kind of hang on to that. You know, it's good to feel like an artist in an industry where people often don't really care about artists. They just want songwriting machines.
I love that.
You know, so I'm trying to keep it human, keep it honest. And basically just, you know, I can't lie to myself.
I love that.
I'm a terrible liar.
Well, I hope you come out to Australia, because I feel like you and I would definitely be friends. You could get in my car, go down to the beach, I'll give you some Speedos, and we'll make a day of it.
All right, it's a day. Wicked.
Well, let's get his track on the air now from newcomer JP Cooper. This is September Song on Ash London Live.
Ash London Live.